In Libya today, a volley of words. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying actions will speak louder than words in response to Muammar Gaddafi declaring a ceasefire in his fight against opposition forces. That in response to last night's UN resolution paving the way for international military action against Libya. But as Secretary Clinton said, actions count. There are still reports of heavy fighting. And while the Libyan government also said today that those four New York Times reporters will be released, they haven't yet been. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus joins us from London. Jonathan, what do you make of the ceasefire announcement?
I think it's an attempt by Colonel Gaddafi to muddy the waters. One assumes that Britain, France, the United States will be able to make a pretty clear assessment as to what is actually happening on the ground. But meanwhile, it's equally clear that the military resources, the aircraft are being put into place so as to be able to enforce that UN resolution. And remember, the UN resolution in a sense involves two kinds of air operation. It involves certainly the air exclusion zone, the no-fly zone that we've been talking about, but it also allows for pretty rapid attacks against Libyan ground forces if indeed they threaten civilian areas, notably Benghazi.
Well, France and Britain are sending aircraft to the Mediterranean, presumably to enforce that. But here we have Gaddafi at least saying that he's offering a ceasefire. Does he then become the martyr if he's declared a ceasefire and bombs fall on his vehicles? Or do France, Britain, Lebanon, the U.S., look weak if they wait too long and he follows through with yesterday's threat to, you know, slaughter the opposition in Benghazi?
Well, that's clearly what leadership in Tripoli is hoping for, that there will be this uncertainty, a hesitation and so on. But look, the forces will in due course be in position. If there is to be any, if there were to be some kind of ceasefire and if there were to be any resumption of fighting, then clearly the air assets will be in place to be able to take the necessary action.
But is it already too late? We spoke to your colleague John Lyne earlier this week in Benghazi. The forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi aren't that far away from that city. So even if everyone agreed that this was his declaration of a ceasefire, could they possibly act soon enough?
Well, look, I think one shouldn't overemphasize the scale or the capacities of Gaddafi's forces. Yes, they've certainly advanced reasonably quickly, and one of the pressures that has forced this international action is indeed the pace of the Libyan advance and the way in which the rebels seem to have been crumbling. But nonetheless, Benghazi is a very large city, a million plus people. The great concern is that they wouldn't be able to take Benghazi quickly, that it would reduce down into something of a siege, lots of civilian casualties, and so on. So tackling that kind of force out in the open desert isn't an extraordinarily complex task for Western air power. The question is, do they have the reason to do so? Are they determined to press ahead come what may? That we're going to get an answer over the coming hours. The French have been particularly gung-ho over recent days. If you listen to the statements coming from Paris, you'd imagine that the bombing had already begun. The British have been a little more cautious. The Americans are being firm, very clear in the line they're taking. I think the area where there is some concern is the scarcity of detail about what actually is happening. We don't as yet know who will command this air operation. We don't know precisely who will be involved, what aircraft from which countries. We don't know from where they will operate. In a way, it seems that the resolution has kind of been passed rather ahead of some of the most detailed planning that would be needed to put these air operations into effect.
Quick question, Jonathan Marcus. How does this play out in the region? You have other leaders, Bahrain, Yemen, putting down their opposition.
Well, you do, and we heard one answer from the British Prime Minister when he was asked that question in the House of Commons today. He said that just because you can't do the right thing everywhere, it doesn't mean you don't do it somewhere. I think another answer I've heard from diplomats is that every authoritarian leader is not necessarily the same. It's clear that in Colonel Gaddafi's case, he's not just enraged the West, he's made himself pretty much a pariah and very unpopular in the Arab world as well. And so at least in terms of Arab governments, this Arab League backing for the UN resolution has obviously been crucial.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus from London. Jonathan, thanks as always.
Thank you.